Previously on Rolling on Fate.
I'm starting to feel as though maybe being out at sea is preferable to whatever situation I found myself in now. Prison breaks, talk of necromancers, and my own traveling members having fancier wardrobes than myself is more than I can handle. And can we talk about the musicians in Revelheim? I'd rather be out listening to siren songs at this point. As much as I enjoy the concept of a ragtag group of adventurers coming together to fight for, well, something, I don't know that the underground has enough force as a direction to make any impact in this country. And I'm not thrilled about us even considering trying to hunt down someone with the type of magic that so-called necromancer possesses. What really gets me, though, is John leaving for a few hours and coming back dressed like a king. The audacity of that man to be more well-dressed than me. It's not enough that he already literally burns everyone around him. Now he's infringing on my sense of fashion. If we find that necromancer, maybe I can take his cloak and one-up John once again.
This is Beth, and I play Ainsley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
I'm Narcy. I'm John, by the way.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kine.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
So you guys are all sound asleep in your beds, and you're now waking up in the morning.
The bed is kind of comfortable.
I don't need to sleep in a bed.
Oh yeah, where are you sleeping? Well, what's happening with you?
I'm hanging out in
Did you
a
find
room.
A shrubbery?
Are there
we
shrubberies?
Only had two rooms, right? Do we want to discuss who's sleeping
yeah.
where?
Ooh, I will stand in the corner next to Pelly and ask him annoying questions.
You're both going to zone out together?
Just go like full out, you know, AFK, NPC in the corner, you know?
Yeah.
We only have the two rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that they gave to you for free.
How many beds are in them?
As many as you want.
12 beds in one room.
Unfortunately no. for me, I'm not going to have much of a choice of where I end up, so whoever's kind enough to drop
oh, that's
me
right.
wherever,
you got,
thank you.
You got drunk.
Taylor puts you in the bed, and he sleeps on the floor.
That is really Aww. Kind.
Ames and Fanula.
I said I was assume. Standing in the corner next to Peleus.
Okay, what room are you in with him?
In the least metally room.
Okay.
Okay, that's probably not mine.
Or I can stand in the opposite corner as her guns are stored.
Oh, I sleep with them. We cuddle.
That's what I figured.
So either Ames has a room by herself, or you and Peleus have a room by yourself. We are both zoning out
There's
together.
No, the beds are not used.
Yeah,
at all.
I'm seeing the kobold just having her own room. Everybody else is just piled in the other room.
Let's have the smallest person take the most space.
That's always how
you just
it
like
is.
Push both beds together, and you're like lying on all of them.
Somehow you have ended up with every blanket.
I got, and every pillow just had this gigantic cuddle pile.
Yeah, that'd be so cute.
You lockpicked all the rooms and stole all the pillows during the night.
I was sleepwalking. I do that sometimes.
So let's say Ames, Fanula, and Peleus in the same room.
Okay.
And
go team.
Just zone out away from the guns.
Okay.
And John, Marion, and Taylor. All in the same room as well. You all wake up. Breakfast is being served. John goes outside and does some morning stretches.
Good for him.
Marion, I yep. assume you're going to be a late riser.
You would be correct. And then it is straight downstairs to put something inside of me.
Yeah, Peleus, Fanula, John are awake. Ames and Taylor, I assume you two are both going to be up shortly after them. Mm-hmm. And
sounds good.
Then maybe like 30 minutes later, while you guys are waiting in the downstairs tavern for breakfast to be served, you see a very hungover Marion gripping the stairs as he's walking down them.
Ames calls out very loudly, "Hi, how'd you sleep?"
Oh, gods. I did sleep so loud, please.
Do you want any vegetables?
I'm sorry.
I would like the greasiest, most dead animal parts that you could possibly deliver to me.
I look through my bag and I give him a yam.
Uncooked.
I'm just going to look at it. I'm just going to throw it over my shoulder and keep going.
I go and get it and put it back in my bag.
And go stumble over to a bench and just collapse, head down on the table, massaging my temples.
The table that everyone's sitting at? Or are you going to go find your own place?
No, the table where everybody's sitting at.
I'll go order him some greasy breakfast food so that he is a little less miserable in a little bit.
Can I use my herbalism kit to make him something?
Hangover potion? Sure.
Yeah. What do I do?
I guarantee you
he's not going to drink it.
Components. You have your own way of doing it. Roll me a d20 with your proficiency bonus.
It's like random herbs and stuff that I've collected.
Yeah.
And some hot water, and he's going to die. a 10.
Cool. You're putting some herbs together, and you've done this not that many times before because you've never really been hungover.
Oh, that's not true!
Nor have you, given it to someone else that has been hungover before, but you know the theory behind it, and you've put it together. It should work.
Okay. I made you some soup. It'll make you feel better. It doesn't have yams in it.
Don't lie to the man.
Handed you a bowl of lukewarm, herby soup broth stuff.
What color is it?
Green.
What kind of green?
Like a nice mossy green.
What kind of moss?
Like there was moss in it, likely.
It looks like it's been molded over by... It looks like penicillin. I'm assuming it's medicinal.
That's put in front of you.
I take a sip to show him that it's safe. What happens to me?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
Marion's going to stare intently at her and just pinch his nose. He's just going to down the whole thing at once.
Cool.
She looks delighted.
Love potion number 9. Accepted her potion.
Marion, give me a constitution check.
Okay, this isn't that bad.
That's going to be a 16.
It tastes rather disgusting.
Moss doesn't taste that bad.
Chef to you. Pinching your nose and downing it gets it all through in one go, but it leaves this very strange and gritty aftertaste in your mouth.
God, six circles of hell!
You eventually start feeling a little bit better.
How many circles are there, just so I know what level you're at?
One before the bottom.
Okay. Ames, when you go over to the counter, the female dwarf that you guys saved is there behind the counter, and they've already been started to cook a bunch of eggs and bacon and some hash browns in the back. Oh, yes, dear. Is there something else I can get you guys?
Oh, orange juice?
Sure. We can get a pitcher of orange juice.
Thank you.
Come with Ida. And then shortly after, when you go back to the table, she comes on out with her son carrying a large tray filled with eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns, and there's a couple of pitchers of juice and a bunch of glasses on the table.
Oh, wow. There you go. Thank you.
Dig in.
Ames makes a plate for with Marion. Gusto.
Marion, with his head down on the table, just kind of like a feeler, just kind of flails his arm on the table, just puts his hand in the plate, grabs it by the side, and just kind of scrapes it across over and just starts eating. Head still on the table.
You guys eat.
So, what should we do today? Weren't we supposed to, visit some mages or something?
Yeah, we should talk to Agatha and see what she might know.
Taylor, I have a quick question for you, if you don't mind.
Shoot.
I was thinking regarding the discussion we had with your half-orc buddy the other day. He mentioned that he had some documents that he didn't have on him. I was kind of hoping I could get them and just maybe analyze them in case we did end up doing something with it later.
Yeah, we could stop by and see Ulrith. I mean, he's not too far away. He's certainly not 2 days' travel down the road, so I don't see why we can't pay him another visit.
Okay.
You know, and if we are going back up into the Middle District, you know, maybe we should go by the Mage's Tower. I have a daughter here in Revelhine, and maybe she would have some information about... Well, maybe she knows anything about, you know, rift activity, given that most information comes back to Revelhine one way or another.
That's
been
true.
A while since I've seen Shyvana.
That's a good idea, and since you have connections there, we can probably get some information. I look at Agatha. So, you probably know a lot of people working at this inn, right?
Sure. There's quite a few people come in and out daily. We have regular customers and new travelers, plus people that work in the Two Suns Rift occasionally stay here.
Okay, well, we were wondering if you could keep an ear out for information about travelers on the road, especially ones that have encountered like the bugbears and that cloaked figure that captured you guys.
Well, I have done some poking around of myself since we were the ones captured, but I'll keep an eye out. So far I haven't heard anything specific about strange hooded figure or the bugbears, but there has been some trouble west of Neath on the way to Ridgemount. There's sort of a small town intersection there, and well, there was a recent Shadowfell rift opening there, but I heard some other strange accounts from around the area.
Strange how?
Well, I don't know if it specifically has to do with, well, the undead or necromancy or anything, just it could also be just travelers talking, but I don't know.
Flip her a gold coin?
You don't need to do that, dearie. I am telling you the truth. I'm not withholding information from you.
Does she keep the gold coin still? That's my question.
No, she slides it back in front of her, in Fanula.
I shrug.
Is this just information you got off the road, Agatha, or did this come from someone that you know?
It was just information off the road. I heard it talking in the bar last night, but I'm sorry I didn't have more solid information. Maybe if I see those individuals again, they are staying here. I don't know if they've gotten up yet or not. I guess I could ask around and see if they have more specific information.
Maybe you could point them out to us if we're here at the same time they are.
Sure, I'll do that.
But what strange account?
They had just talked about being spooked by ghost or undead, but it seems like they were still far enough away from where the rift opened, so I don't know. It may not be related to, it seemed weird, and all.
Well, thanks. Are you sure you don't want this gold coin?
No, dear, you keep it.
Okay, well, you're being very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You did save my life, so, and my husband's life and my son's life.
How's your son doing?
Oh, he's fine. He's hanging out with his buddies. I've got him cooking a little bit in the kitchen to get his mind off of things and keep him busy. But he's doing good.
Oh, good. I smile awkwardly at her. I have one more question.
Yes, darling.
What? Can you tell me what room they're in?
I don't know if it's...
I give her a gold piece!
You know what my job is, right? I am an innkeeper, and I tend to make sure people are safe that stay in my inn. I don't really want to divulge information.
I'm not going to hurt anyone. We mean no trouble. Can I persuade her somehow?
Yeah, oh yeah, go ahead. Do a persuasion or deception check, whatever you feel like doing.
It's not deception. Am I going to go murder them?
I don't know. What are you doing?
We might. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen yet.
I'm persuading them. 20.
Well, all right. Since you're such good friends, I suppose so. And she gets out a piece of napkin and has this sort of like quill and gives you a number. And on it is 13. It'll be on floor 2.
Thank you. This will be very helpful in stopping this necromancer. You are a hero. And I walk away. Does she feel better? I don't know, because I turned around. Okay, I skip over back to AIM.
And there's also a Marion that's slightly passed out.
I have the paper, in my two fingers. And then I, flash it to her. I'm like, look what I got. Want to go find them?
Yay!
She got some digits! Marion, after your consuming of greasy, meaty foods and the tonic that Fanula gave you and the short nap that you've been taking on the bench, you feel a lot better.
Like, it's probably all Fanula.
It was a really good nap.
More than you think you should have, and now you only have a very minor headache at this point in time.
Oh, well, I guess your fungus sludge just about did the trick. Thank you, I feel a lot better.
No problem. I smile broadly.
I only got just about one thing that I'd like to take care of before we leave, so if you have something you'd like to take care of, I'm all ears.
Oh, I just found out what room some people are staying at here that know something possibly about this necromancer.
I like it. Let's go roll them over.
Yeah, interrogate them.
I was thinking we could just say hi.
Well, we can do that first.
That could work, yeah.
You can always do both.
Okay.
You've never been polite when breaking somebody's fingers?
I've never broken someone's fingers before.
So you just want to go knock on their door and see if they'll talk to us?
Yes.
Knock on their door, knock on their heads. One of the two.
I can also just open the door.
We'll just ask them nicely and maybe go from there. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, we'll start with the tier one interrogation then.
John and Peleus decide to stay outside and not bombard the hallway.
Cool. Let's go. Floor 2, room 13. I lead the way.
All right, I will follow.
You get to in front of room 13.
Yep.
That is exactly what we do.
You knock on the door, and from behind the door you hear,
Where is it?
Are you okay?
Okay, we're going to need to get this open in a hurry.
We're cleaning. Cleaning crew.
Deception check.
Housekeeping!
I'm going to make the shield into a bigger shield, and we'll deal with the whole, like, riot entry. I'll just go in front, and everyone can come behind me if we have to.
Wait, I wanted to do an insight. Like, does it sound like he's being, like, restrained? Is that what that was?
First with a deception check, total?
22.
Okay. Insight check, go ahead and roll.
All right, I got a 15 total.
It sounds like this individual may be a little bit grumpy, but it's muffled because it's behind the door.
Okay, yeah. I don't think we need to break in right now.
How big can I make this minor illusion?
Minor illusion is 5 foot.
Okay, I make a bucket with a mop in it. Is that what you clean things with? A sponge. A rag.
Are we watching this, like, change in her hand as she's saying this?
Wait, nope, change my mind.
She's holding a bucket, and in her other hand, it switches from a mop, sponge, a rag, and she's, like, looking at her hands and then looking at all of you.
What does it matter?
That's exactly what I'm
You're made of mushrooms. You think he's gonna notice the sponge?
I hand them the illusion.
And who?
Whoever looks the most respectable. Does Ames look like her rag bundle?
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to give it to the devil person, the raccoon, or the obviously shady pile of rags that's following you
around?
I give it to the raccoon.
Taylor, as you put out your hand passes through the sponge that she tries to hold, give you.
No, I make them float in front of him, in his hands.
So there's just a floating sponge now in front of me?
Yes.
Yeah, Taylor, I think you're just going to have to yes and this one.
Your bucket disappears, and now you have a floating sponge in Taylor's hands. And then you guys hear at the door a few different locks being undone on the door. And then it sort of, like, cracks open, and then there's still a chain on the door. And peeking through, you see a half-orc man who seems to be pretty dirty, dusty, still from the road, even though it looks like he was sleeping. And he's peering through the crack in the door at the four of you. One with a giant tower shield and a sponge. a tiefling bundle of rags and a weird elven mushroom lady. He looks at all of you, stares at you for a second, then closes the door.
Can I put my foot in it before he closes it?
Give me a dex check.
You're on a 19.
Okay, you get your foot in the doorway. You stop it from being closed.
Wait, sir. We just need a couple minutes with you. We have a few questions, and then you can go back to sleep. I smile winningly.
Questions about what?
We're investigating strange occurrences near Neath.
What about it?
Well,
he's still talking to you through the crack in the doorway.
Yeah. Well, I heard that maybe you have some information for us, and I hold out a gold coin.
We overheard that you maybe encountered a necromancer or some strangeness on the road, and we recently encountered someone who matched the same description, so we were trying to find out if it might have been the same individual.
Well,
maybe we can buy you breakfast and talk about it downstairs.
Yeah, they have delicious breakfast here.
They make very good bacon and orange juice.
And I toss my gold coin up a little bit. Does he look intrigued by my gold coin?
Sure. Just give me a second to get dressed.
I like to think that someone once told Fanula okay. that money talks, and she just imagines that that's the only way to get people to talk is by throwing money at them.
I like to think that it took her about a week and a half of talking to coins before she realized that didn't actually talk.
Hello, good sir. Hello.
Do you let him close the door?
I take out a couple more gold coins and, like, flash them at him, and then I take my foot out slowly and give him a meaningful look, and then I say, "We'll be waiting."
God.
I'm gonna shoot him a prize-winning wink before he closes the door.
I'm gonna stare oddly at Fanula.
Alright, I'm going to give this guy an insight check. That's a pretty bad one.
Does he like money?
Do you guys stand there outside of his door? Or yes. What do you do?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back downstairs.
He's the polite one. I'm going to stand there.
Ames is rocking back and forth on your heels, kind of going...
I'll head back downstairs and join Taylor.
I'm going to shrink down the shield because I overreacted.
Ames and Fanula, give me a perception check.
God, he's escaping out the window! 19.
21.
Ames, mm-hmm. because of your keen hearing, you think you hear a window open?
I'm going to try to unlock the door.
Alright, give me a roll for your thieves' tools.
I say this, that I'm doing this without explaining to Fanula why I'm doing this.
You just start unlocking the door?
Yeah.
Is he escaping? What's happening?
19 total?
Yeah, so after... They're pretty simple locks. After, like, 30 seconds, quickly get the door unlocked.
I think the window is opening, but I'm not entirely sure. Do you want to open
the door? I open the door.
You open the door, and it stops on the chain, because it only opens the 5 inches or whatever.
Can I peek my eyes in?
Give me a perception check. It's going to be a hard angle to, like, see the room.
Is it, like, one of those Looney Tunes
How about
ones?
Vanilla's up here, and Ames is down here. Oh, no. 9.
So, you don't see anything, but you hear sort of, like, some grunts, and it sounds like it's getting quieter.
What's getting quieter?
The grunts.
Like, what kind of grunts?
Like somebody...
Not sex noises?
No. Okay. Like somebody doing some physical labor. That's not sex.
Like he's going out the window.
Yes.
Okay, I look at Ames and I'm like, I think he's going out the window. And I run downstairs around to the side of the building.
All right.
Wait, I do face step.
I'm closing the door slightly it's just enough that I can get my arm through to try to give enough space that I can unlock the hinge. Like the chain.
Give me a dex check, and you said you wanted to face step?
To the window. Can I see it?
You can't see the window, but you can see inside the room.
Okay, I face step as far as I can see in the room.
Okay, that's only like 5 feet. So Ames, you're like, have the door partially closed and like reaching up with your hand, trying to fiddle with the thing. Then all of a sudden, there's this pop behind you, and then a pop in front of you. It was almost instantaneous, and Fanula is standing in the room.
What do I see? Do I see him?
You see two beds. Both look like they
Wait,
were...
Wait, also, how close is he to me right now?
You can't see him. What you see is two beds. Both of them look like they were slept in. There seems to be a pack left behind, and there seems to be a rope that's tied to one of the bedposts that's dangling out the window, and there is no sign of people.
They follow the bed thing out the window.
You look down off the window. Ames, did you do that dex check?
Yeah, 21.
Since you're just leaving her behind.
Yeah.
It was important.
After Fanula starts walking, gets to the window, you are able to dexterously get the lock off, and then you're able to open the door the rest of the way. Fanula, you look down, and you see the half-orc individual that you were talking to, plus a pretty large Goliath friend that he had, mm-hmm. and they're both booking it down the street. And this is sort of a back alleyway. That's not, this is like the opposite of the front entrance. So it's not on the main street drag. It's on the back alleyway.
How far are they?
So you're at least 40 feet high. Yeah, 40 feet high, and they're just started to book it. So direct line of shot, they're probably 50 feet away from you.
Hello, and welcome to the intermission of episode 11. I want to give a shout out to Dames and Dragons for mentioning us, and thanks for all those listeners who have now joined us on this adventure. We are quickly approaching 1,000 downloads, so we are going to do a giveaway. Jen and all of her artistic prowess is going to sew a dice bag, and we will give it to one lucky winner. To get your hands on this dice bag, just tell us your favorite moment so far from the podcast. You can tweet it at us using the @rollingonfate or post it on our Facebook page or mention us in a Tumblr post. We will select one lucky response and get the dice bag to you. You have until the night before episode 12 comes out, which would be Tuesday, June 25th. And then the next episode will be out Wednesday, June 26th. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
By the way, we need to roll initiative now.
I got a 20!
Oh, badass!
Nat 20. That's my nat 20 dance. Are you looking at it, Matt?
Too bad we're on audio medium.
I got an 11.
Okay, Fanula goes first. It's an alleyway. Okay. You're three stories up. They are 20 feet away from the rope, making a dash that way. One of them has a pack, the other one doesn't.
Who has the pack, in front or behind?
The orc has the pack and he's in front, and the Goliath is behind. The Goliath is bigger than the orc.
I cast Phantasmal Force on the guy in the front.
Okay.
How wide is the alley?
So, like 7 feet wide. There's like some dump.
Perfect.
Trash cans and like other stuff.
A wall 10 feet tall in front of him. That looks like it absolutely has no way to climb it.
Okay. He needs to do a saving throw, right?
Yes.
He fails.
Okay, there's a big old wall.
That just appears in front of him?
I'm having it appear, like, slides out. Like, it's somewhat realistic.
Okay.
A random wall
but
slides out
from... But he
failed
the save, so he thinks it's real.
Yeah.
A Wile E. Coyote moment.
There's no way to climb this wall.
It looks like he freaks out for a second and trips on himself and he falls down.
Can I climb out the window?
Sure. Climbing speed is half your movement speed.
Well, how far is it to jump?
40 feet down.
What if I climb down 30 feet, or 29 feet, and then jumped? Is that an action?
Jumping is part of your movement, but climbing with the rest of the movement that you have, uh-huh. You want to climb. You will get... What's your speed of 30? You'll get 15 feet down the rope.
Oh, only 15 feet?
Yes.
That sounds painful. I would be painful to fall that many feet, right?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't look like it's like there's no mattresses on the ground.
There's a dumpster.
Is it a dumpster full of mattresses?
It's... No.
Then broken glass. Just climb down as far as I can climb.
15 feet down the rope.
Ames, there's two of them. They're running down the alleyway. I'm trying to stop one of them. We need to get to them quickly.
Well, that's rude.
I know.
Ames, you're at the doorway, and it is your turn. The window is about 15 feet away from you.
What buildings are next door?
There's a church, and there's a bunch of market buildings and other, like, single-story buildings, but the big building that's right next to this one, which is making, like, the really tall alleyway, is the church and this building.
Does the church have any ledges or, like, windowsills?
Sure.
Assassin's Creed this. <Yeah. laughs>
There's a few stained glass windows with ledges that are sort of level with where you're at.
I would like to rent the room and parkour my way down, please.
Dex charity check.
Parkour check.
Or, sorry, do an acrobatics.
Okay, I didn't roll a nat 20, but I got a 19, so I'm still pretty damn happy about it. Okay, but yeah, so that is 23.
Cool. You run 15 feet to the window, and Fanula, you gaze up as Ames expertly flips out of the window and lands on the ledge across the alleyway where stained glass window is, and she catches herself right there on it. So that's, I'll call that all your movement, but you still have an action and bonus action.
Can't I use my other action as more movement?
Sure. You can also use a bonus action for movement, too.
I would like to do that to get down.
Down how?
You said there were a couple different ledges. I would like to try to jump and do a jump, okay. jump kind of move.
Yeah, I'm going to do another acrobatics check on that one.
Look at that one. Was a nat 20?
Nice.
How nice.
I'd say with your movement and with that 20, would you like to use both your action and bonus action to get down?
Yes, please.
You're going to still have like 10 feet of movement by the time that you get down.
Can and how far away are the two guys?
20 feet from you.
Okay, I then take the next 10 feet to run to them and go, hey!
Okay.
We're so gonna catch them.
It's their turn. The Goliath hops over him, looks back at you, Ames, with just looks worried. And,
like we're gonna murder them?
And very surprised that somebody was behind him. And he's beginning to, like, try and pick his half-orc friend up. With his movement, he's moving towards the wall, and then the half-orc's, like, trying to, like, push away from him. No! No! Don't go that way! No! They're, like, struggling, like, trying to move that direction. Fanula, your turn.
Okay, do I have to use all my movement to get down again? This rope climbing thing is stupid. How much damage do I think I'm going to take if I just jump down?
You don't know. I mean, it's hard ground beneath you.
15 more feet. When it's at 10 feet, I just jump down, and then run the rest of the way.
You jump down, give me an acrobatics check.
14.
You take 2 points of damage. Concentration check.
So, 7?
So that fails, because you need to make a 10 to do concentration checks.
Okay, I run in front of them with my action.
Just give me a...
I'm going to talk,
dex.
Too.
Okay, give me a dex check as you move around them.
It's 18.
Okay, you're able to move around... They're huge. I mean, they're big, but they don't take up the entire corridor. But so you move around them, and okay. What do you say?
I say, oh, wait, guys, we just wanted to talk to you. We just had a couple questions. We're not going to hurt you. Can I do a persuasion roll, please?
Yeah.
22.
Okay. The Goliath, who has an extremely worried face on him, looks back at you, looks at Ames, drops the half-orc, puts his hands up. I don't want any trouble.
We don't mean any trouble. We're like vigilantes. We're trying to stop this necromancer from hurting people. You guys can be really helpful.
I don't know anything about no necromancer.
What about like
then
ghost,
why did you
ghost
run?
Because
that's a good question.
Well, he started running, and then I started running. The half-orc gets up off of his feet. He looks at both of you. Because you guys are... Well, he looks at you, Fanula.
I'm, like, blinking at him innocently.
You're creepy.
What? Why am I creepy?
Okay, that's even ruder.
I thought maybe you were going to rob us.
What?
Why would we knock first, then?
I don't know. She was creepy.
I'm not creepy.
She's not creepy! You apologize right now!
Yeah, apologize.
Sorry? What... What do you want with us?
Just information, and we're willing to pay for it.
We wanted to talk to you about what happened on the road up here.
How did you know about that?
We just know things.
We were asking around about information.
See,
of anyone
that's
else.
That's creepy right there.
Why?
So are you going to tell us? We'll pay you.
If it's creepy to be asking around for information, then why were you talking about it in the first place for someone to have information about it?
No, not what you said, what she said.
That we're gonna pay you? You don't like money? No,
you guys are weird. Fine. Let's just go back in the tavern.
Okay, we have people down there at the bar. They can grab us the food while we actually have the conversation that we were gonna have in the first place.
Yeah, they're gonna give you breakfast. Like, from Agatha. Agatha made it. She's nice.
Okay.
Unless you want breakfast that I make you.
You don't.
No, thanks.
Fine, let's go. Can we go now?
Okay. Go.
All right.
We'll follow.
We're not letting you they're guys still trail.
They're still looking at both of you because both of you are on either end of them and they're wondering what side of the building to go around.
I'm smiling joyfully at them. What I think is a joyful smile.
Ames is kind of giving them a, what the fuck, dude, look.
They try and almost like tiptoe around Ames, like keeping a distance away from her. And they look back at you. Then they keep walking towards the front of the tavern. John and Peleus, you two see a half-orc man and a Goliath, and they look scared shitless. And behind them, you see a grumpy Ames and a Fanua who looks very creepy.
What? I'm not creepy.
I'm sure John thinks that you look creepy at this moment
I'm
in time.
Smiling.
Hey, yes. Don't dictate my emotions. Who are they with?
They tried to run.
There are new friends. They're going to tell us some information. And they're going to eat breakfast.
They're our friends?
Yeah.
If they stop trying to run away, they will be.
All right. So, to the DM, looking yes. at this situation, does it look like they're our friends?
No, they look like they're hostages. They look like they're scared shitless. They're not tied up or anything. One of them has a pack, but neither of them have weapons on at all that you can see. But they look like hostages.
All right.
Their demeanor.
So, I'm going to be like, friends, huh? And, like, crack my knuckles.
No, don't do that!
They have good information for us.
Oh, and we need information from them, too.
Cracking more knuckles.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, I'm starting to stretch at this point. Like, hey, let's go take them to our room and we'll have a conversation.
Can I just walk in front of John? He can't touch them and, like, hurry them into the
You can do
tavern.
Whatever you want.
Okay, that's what I try to do.
As Fanula walks up to me, I'm just, like, pushing past her towards the shorter one.
Okay, I say stop it.
All
stop
right.
it. No, they're cooperating.
By this time, Taylor and Marion, you hear sort of a commotion that's going on out by the front door.
I'm
going
to grab the shorter one, which I'm assuming is the half-orc.
I'm grabbing his arm. I'm grabbing his arm.
Okay, fine. You can grab my arm. I'm still grabbing the guy.
Straight
DM,
check on
I
both of you.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are there windows in the front of this tavern?
Yes.
Are Taylor and I sitting there at the table watching this happen?
You guys got some popcorn.
You got a 9?
Yeah.
John, well, strength check?
I mean, I only got an 8.
Total?
I win?
I rolled a 5, okay?
Yeah.
I rolled an 11.
She is actually preventing you from grabbing the half-orc, but you do get your hand out there.
Can I say, wait, John, wait, they're
Hold
cooperating.
On Back to Marion's question. Yes, there are two windows on either side of the door. There's like some wood paneling in between them, so you can't see the entirety of the scene. So you can't really see John and Peleus or Fanula currently, but you can see Ames and a half-orc and a Goliath, and you can see their demeanor.
Can I look at the our two not hostages and be like, don't mind him. He's confused. You're fine. Let's go eat breakfast.
They're still looking bewildered at this entire
Just
exchange.
Shoo, breakfast, go in.
They
yeah,
slowly
come in.
Open the door, looking at the guy who is in the holy vestments of the Church of the Rift, and try to like slink into the doorway. Taylor and Marion, you see them walk inside.
Welcome to your nightmare.
This way, and I'll start taking him towards a room.
Your room or the table?
Well, don't we have a room?
Sure.
Don't we have a room?
No.
All right, I'll take him to the room.
No. John, cut it out. We're going to
No, we should have a private conversation. It'll be better this way.
They're, like, looking more and more terrified.
Give them breakfast first.
Watching, like, back and forth to the exchange. And, Taylor, you look over at the bar, and you see Agatha staring and turning her head a little bit awkwardly at the exchange that's happening in her tavern.
Do I see
her? No, you're too busy.
Breakfast. We have to give him breakfast first.
Yes, we'll get room service. Come.
They don't trust us.
I don't care.
You're being creepy.
Please.
I do not realize that. This is hypocritical.
But please, just, can we... I don't know. Can we do something? Please don't hurt us.
No, we're not gonna hurt you.
We don't need to hurt you. Come. We're just going to talk.
Where are we going?
Lean over to John and be like, it's information about the necromancer. We can just talk to them.
Back. Even here. More reason not to do it in the middle of the common room.
Well, they don't trust us. Me and Ames just had to get them from running away.
We jumped out a window.
Yeah, I cast
even
some
more reason to not do this in the middle of the common room.
Agatha begins to walk up to you, Marion, and Taylor. Do you guys need some help there?
Yeah, Agatha, I think we just need to intervene with some food and maybe see if we can get everyone calmed down. I don't think our invitation
really
to breakfast
do something about
went
this
very well.
Yeah, see, this is why I don't give out room numbers.
I smile guiltily.
We said we wanted to talk, and then they jumped out the window.
Yeah, what? It wasn't our fault. I look at her beseeching, convincingly.
All right, well, have a seat. You're making a scene. I'll get you some food.
John, I think we can just talk to them out here, and then if they calm down, then we can bring them to the room for a private conversation.
They're not gonna calm down.
They might after they eat breakfast. They're probably just hungry. Hangry.
His eyes are darting around constantly to all of you, and he is literally doing anything you say. He is non-resistant.
Okay, I push him over to
nothing is going on.
A table.
Sure.
And put food in front of them.
Sure. Do you put food in front of them? And the Goliath seems to start eating, and the half-orc is not eating whatsoever.
It's okay, you can eat.
I take a bite of the food that we gave him and be like, see, it's
fine. Are you
going
to have that bacon?
Well, then why don't you tell us what we want to know, and then we won't have to worry about it.
Okay.
It's okay, you can tell us.
The Goliath seems to be happily eating away and just sort of, like, staring at everybody. He seems jovial. The half-orc is still not eating, but he then begins to sort of start talking. We're just travelers, transporting some goods. We originally came from Kraith over on the western coast there, and went through Ridgemont, and after Ridgemont we got to sort of the intersection that's there before Neath, and we didn't realize that Shadowfell Rift had opened there, and there was a small little town there, and it's pretty much decimated, so we just kept moving on, and it looked like there was some Palor clerics dealing with it. About 2 days later, after that crossroads, there was like a ghost or something at nighttime, and it scared us pretty badly, and we had a cart with horses, and it spooked off the horses, and we just sort of got up and ran.
What did the ghost look like?
It was sort of gray, and I only saw it briefly, but its eyes were this weird black, but when it looked at me, the eyes sort of turned red. I just felt this fear down in my stomach and just ran. I don't know.
I consider that a perfectly normal reaction.
Yeah, it sounds scary. What was this ghost, like a person or like a monster or what?
It looked sort of like a person that had a really long gown and wispy, it looked like a ghost. I don't know.
Was there any bugbears?
Bugbears? There's been bugbears along the road, but not during this current thing, no.
Did they do anything to you?
Do what? It just looked at me.
So yeah, obviously we're not going to hurt you. I mean, come on, we're going to pay for your food and everything like that. And I'm sorry for the confusion. But if you have any more important information, we'd appreciate it. And I apologize for all of this.
The Goliath starts speaking. Oh no, that's pretty much all that happened. The ghost scared away the horses and came over to us, and we just felt like we had to run. And
you guys do that a lot, don't you?
We kept running, and then we eventually turned around to go
grabbed the stuff that we could, and the ghost was gone, and I'm a little bit of a tracker myself, but there was no tracks around from the ghost, and so I don't know much about undead things, but it seemed like a ghost, but there was that undead rift that was, you know, 2 days away from it.
Did they take any of your stuff in your cart?
The cart was gone.
Oh, so they... Maybe it was a distraction from robbers or something. I look at the group, I'm like, eh?
So you don't think it's a ghost either?
Well, it could have been a necromancer making a ghost.
So he could rob a couple travelers?
I don't know. What did you have in your cart?
Was there anything worthwhile?
We just had some linen cloths from Praith, and we were just gonna sell them in Revelhine.
I look at him suspiciously. Can inside I roll inside? Check. 15. Is he lying?
Yeah, not very truthful.
I lean in and say, linen, really? Are you sure it was linen?
Yep.
Are you sure you're sure? And I look, can I just roll intimidation?
Sure.
I thought you were going to slide another gold coin.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. Maybe that will help. But I won't give it to them. I'll like show it in my hand. I know you're lying.
Why does it matter what we were carrying?
Because
it really doesn't.
Well, if they were trying to take something from them, then it might. Because then if we can figure out what they were trying to take, then we can figure out what their goals are.
Exactly.
How long ago did this happen?
This was about a month ago.
So what was in the cart?
Roll a persuasion check.
21. You can just whisper it in my ear if you don't want to tell everyone.
We were...
Is it the black market?
Yes, we were making a shipment.
You guys know where the black market is?
Oh, no.
We were making a shipment. We didn't exactly know what we had. We were not allowed to look at the goods. And
but
when
I bet you did. I wink.
Knocking on the door... Being the way that you were, we thought that they were, you know, the black market was coming after us, so we decided to hightail it.
You looked in that stuff.
Okay, I want to roll insight just to make sure he's not lying right
sure.
now.
Do it. Roll an insight.
And I got another net 20.
He's telling the truth.
Okay.
I'm sure you looked in. In it, you're like, you're curious, right? Are you sure you don't know what's
no,
in it?
No, those are very dangerous people. We were just running stuff for them. They cut off your fingers and shit like that. We don't want to deal with that.
Why would they do that? The black market's full of exciting things.
Yes,
he looks over to the rest of you.
It's exciting, but it's also dangerous.
The black market just has, like, artifacts and cool stuff, right?
Well, why do you think that people aren't actually allowed to go there?
I didn't know people weren't allowed to go there.
But you knew that no one knew exactly where it was.
I just figured no one was telling me. You guys know where it is, don't you? Tell me.
We only have a contact in a meeting place. We were supposed to meet them tonight, but we don't really want to.
I'll meet them for you.
For reasons.
If you tell me where the meeting place is and what the person's name is, I'll give you a gold piece.
And wait, you're going to go... Let me get this straight. You are going to go meet with these people and tell them how we fucked up, and you're going to take the blame for it.
Sure. Will that make you tell me where they are?
Sure. Of course. Just wait until tonight.
What do you mean, wait? You have to tell me where to meet them.
All right. At sunset, go to the Hoppy Cow.
God damn it, Matt.
Marion, at this point, is going to go walk over to John and sit down across from him and go, we're turning these two knuckleheads in, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, I'm going to go for a walk. You make sure they don't leave.
We were... told that when you go inside, just tell the hostess that you already have a table with Andy. They'll know what to do.
Andy, the black market guy.
Can we go now?
Yeah,
yo, oh, sure. I wasn't done eating yet.
Oh, no, I can get you a to-go box if you want.
Sure.
No. Finish your meal here. There, all the time in the world you have.
I'm going to go find a guard.
I figured.
Yep.
Marion, give me... Let's just go ahead and do an investigation check. How long does it take to find a guard?
That would be an 18.
Okay. About 5-ish minutes from leaving the door, find 3 guards walking the street of the main road. That's basically north of you towards the middle gates.
Hail and good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering if you could help me with a little thing that has kind of fallen into my lap. See, I'm staying over at the Lavender Pillow, and there is a couple of gentlemen who are admitted smugglers, and we were hoping if you would pick these fine fellows up and see that justice is administered properly.
Looking to get a reward, are you? Well, I guess we could head on back there.
Don't need a reward, just the swift hand of justice will be more than enough in this case.
Sure. Lead the way.
Thank you. A couple of you should go around the back. I think that you will find that there is a rope dangling that leads up to the to room 13, where I believe they have some of their stuff there. I'm assuming they're going to be a flight risk, as we say. Just a little extra information.
That's good to know. Thank you.
They'll walk back with you, and two of them will head towards the back while the other ones go through the front. But right. That is... 10 minutes away. We will get back to this. The Goliath starts picking up his plate and, like, looking for to-go box or just...
Can I, like, lean my elbow on the... Was the other guy still sitting?
Yeah.
I'm leaning my elbow on the table and, like, leaning in conspiratorially. It's like, tell me about the black market.
I don't really know anything about the black market. As I said, we're just couriers. We just move things. We don't deal.
I look
deal.
Really disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bored.
We can go now, right?
I'm going to get the attention of the barkeep and get them another round of food and drinks.
I was going to go grab a to-go box for them.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm getting full plates, like as much food as we can to get in front of them. Endless ale. Drink as much as you want. I apologize for what we did to you. This is how I'm making it up for you.
The half-orc begins to stand up from the table, and the Goliath starts moving with him.
As you start
ordering more food and drinks, the Goliath gets a happy face on, and he's like, ooh, I could use some more drinks. We could stay for a little bit longer, can't we? And the half-orc's like, no. Come on, Lenny, let's go.
I'm walking back up to my half-orc friend. Like, come on, you have to at least have a round with us. Come.
I'm going to roll an insight check to see if I can figure out what he's doing. Okay, you got a 15.
John, do a deception check.
Not very good at deception. Damn it. 6.
Ames, you know that he is lying, stalling something for some reason. You don't know why. You also notice that Marion
is gone.
I'm not
going to call him out on it, but I am going to give him a look of a... What are you doing?
If you don't mind, just gonna go ahead and leave now.
I put my hand on his shoulder. It's like, for the food. But I insist.
Are you sure you don't know anymore about the black market?
He's moving out.
Okay,
out of the room. Unless do something.
Oh, I'm forcibly doing something. I'm gonna look into his eyes, and I'm gonna use thaumaturgy to make my eyes start glowing this hot white light. And be like, but I insist. No, I'm using thaumaturgy.
So you want to roll an intimidation check?
I do want to roll an intimidation. Ooh, that is a 20.
Okay, roll a strength check.
Damn it, fucking 8.
He gets out of your grasp and starts moving out the door. And the Goliath is sort of just watching this interaction and is slowly beginning to follow his friend out the door.
Now I'm going to use the thing that you think I was going to use.
Okay, what do you say?
Well, my friend, please, come with me so I can teach you of the rift as we talk. I want to apologize for what I did to you, and I would like this to be a makeup.
Can you do it on multiple, or is it just one?
Oh, I'm just doing it on the guy that's leaving. I think I got the Goliath on my side with the free fruit and drink.
What's the DC?
13.
He fails.
Come, we will talk of the rift.
See, mentally, it does not make sense at all. As he just turns around, oh, sure, let's go talk about the rift. Why not?
John's very persuasive. I don't know what you're talking about.
He pauses outside the door.
Come.
Turns around and... is not really moving closer, but it looks like his attention is now on you.
Well, and he sees me as a trusted friend, does he not? Here, I know what we can do while past the time. I'll do a tarot reading for you. Come.
He starts to walk back inside. Marion, by this time, you're out front with the two guards going around the back.
Do I notice anything weird?
Yeah. The guy who just tried to walk outside is now at ease and walking back inside.
All right, so I will walk inside with the with the rest of them, and then I'm just going to go, without saying anything, I'm just going to go sit back down at the table.
You all see a guard, one single guard, walk in the front doors, and he's sort of looking around.
Do I see him?
Yes.
Where are the other two guys?
They're now following John to the table where he has his tarot cards at.
They're not, like, anywhere near me.
They're across the tavern. I don't know exactly if you've gotten up or anything.
I walk over there because I don't know what's going on. Make, like, a motion to the guys to, like, look around them.
I'm going to point out to the two guards, the two people that John is sitting with.
I'm trying to help them out because they're my buds that told me where the black market is.
And Ames is kind of trying to stay out of the guards' view.
Their attention's still on you, John.
All right, so I sent him down. I have my tarot out, and I'm kind of like laying the cards out. I'm not doing tarot because I don't know how to actually do that. But as I'm doing all this stuff, I'm going to talk to him, and I'm telling them about the rift and how to save your soul by releasing all the fears, doubts, and like things that are weighing you down, like lying and not being truthful and honest to people and living off of, like, the suffering of others.
Do you think it'll help for that ghost thing?
You know what? Maybe that's why the ghost came to you. Do you have... I know you mentioned smuggling. Is that, like, weighing you down, my friend?
We're going to pause there. Marion, you had, like, pointed in that general direction.
Yeah, at the both of them. I'm going to point at the Goliath, point at the half-orc, and then I am going to stand up from the table to get ready to cast a few spells if I need to.
So the guard walks over to your table, John, and in the middle of your speech, the guard lays two hands on both the Goliath and the half-orc, and it's just one guard. There's no other guards. The guard says, "It is my understanding that I need to question a few individuals here." And the Goliath, dumbfounded, looks up at the guard. So does the half-orc, and he just facepalms.
Why do you have to question them? We already talked to them.
Well, apparently they are thieves dealing with things they shouldn't, or so I've been told.
Who told you this?
Please, you two, can you come with me calmly, or are you going to make a scene?
But they were helpful for us.
Would you like to come too?
No, thank you.
So, my friends, wouldn't it be enlightening to just get this off your chest and confess your sins?
The half-orc just, like, puts his hands up in the manacle motion. The Goliath is still, like, chewing on bacon, like, watching everything that's happening. The guard slaps the manacles onto the half-orc, and he's, like, looking at the Goliath. Are you also going to come peacefully? Sure. Can I take my food with me?
I kind of love him.
I think that's more than fair. Honorable guard. We'll get him a to-go box.
He takes the Goliath's hands and he manacles them, and the Goliath still has the plate in between his hands and is still putting the plate up to his mouth to eat. Now, please follow me. He starts to walk outside and they both follow. They're not being hostile. And then eventually you see two more guards that meet him in the front and they escort them out unless anyone's doing anything.
I look at John and I say, "What'd you do that for? They were nice.
Smugglers.
So? They were helpful to us. What's wrong with smuggling?
They gave us no useful information and they're harming other people."
How are they harming other people?
By robbing from them. By bringing in contraband that doesn't belong in this city.
I thought they got robbed. How do you know they robbed someone else?
What do you think a smuggler is?
Someone who has cool stuff?
Yeah, that they got from other people illegally.
Actually, that's not entirely true. They might just be taking in things that aren't legal to be here. They might not have gotten them through legal means.
Fair enough. It's still bad.
But you don't even know what they had. They don't even know what they had.
Well, that's dumb on them. risking their lives for not even knowing what it is?
What if it was a bunch of carrots?
Okay, I don't think it was a bunch of carrots.
That stuff's expensive.
Well, then I'm sure once they confess their sins, the guards will understand and let them go. At least now they have a chance to be taken onto the right path. We have to save their souls, after all.
What, Ames, what happens to people that the guards take away?
Usually not good things.
I sit down and look annoyed at John.
Fun fact, in Rebelheim, there's a very small holding cell for such a very large city.
They just murder everyone?
Yeah.
I would assume they use them as indentured servitude, the ones that they let live.
In the Sun Rift.
Yeah, which is why they arrest so many people. So they can keep having actual slaves.
Sounds like slavery. That's why you don't get caught.
They're not slaves. They're working off the hardships that they've brought onto others.
After all this excitement, I need some fresh air, so I'll see you outside. Taylor's gonna make for the door and find a place to sit.